USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus relief seems to have hit a standstill, House Republicans have a message for Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
We stand together calling on this body, calling on Speaker Nancy Pelosi to stop sitting on her hands, to stop sitting in front of a refrigerator with the expensive ice cream, and to help the American people today.
Republican Congressman Liz Cheney of Wyoming speaking on Capitol Hill Thursday. Senators are examining plans for the nationwide delivery of a coronavirus vaccine.
When we all heard news that vaccines may soon be available, we could be both impressed with the science and relieved that we may be nearing the beginning of the end to this pandemic.
Nebraska Republican Deb Fischer opening up a hearing and calling the nationwide distribution of a vaccine a huge logistical challenge. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Minneapolis City Council unanimously approved to cut police funding by $8 million, shifting that money from the policemen toward violence prevention and other services. The move comes amid a crime surge following the summer riots after George Floyd's death. In Minneapolis, police have recorded 532 gunshot victims this year as of last Thursday. That's more than double the same period a year ago. Carjackings have spiked to 375, and that's up a whopping 331% from the same period last year. The Senate is moving ahead with a massive defense authorization bill, despite a veto pledge from President Trump. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying,
"Now it's the Senate's turn to make it an unbroken 60-year streak of passing this legislation to keep our military strong and our homeland safe."
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Three North Texas cities remain vulnerable while they choose police chiefs.
Fort Worth, Texas is without a police chief, one of three major North Texas cities looking for someone to lead their departments. Chief Ed Krause took over as interim chief for the fire Joel Fitzgerald in May of 2019, was sworn in as chief just last December, and announced his resignation in July. Since then, the city of Fort Worth has taken its time searching for a new chief, hiring an outside firm to wade through candidates. Six finalists have now been named. About an hour from Fort Worth, the city of Dallas is also searching for a police chief after Renee Hall resigned in September. Dallas is set to have a new chief by the end of the month. And smack dab in the center of DFW is Arlington, who just hired Colonel Al Jones, a 25-year veteran from the Baltimore County Police Department, as its new chief of police in November. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For over 1 year, Republican Senator from Iowa Chuck Grassley led a review of Hunter Biden's business deals and overseas dealings with China. Now with news that Hunter Biden is under an investigation, Grassley took to the Senate floor saying the media suppressed the story.
But the liberal media and members of the other political party chose to dismiss our work. They even falsely claimed that our work was Russian disinformation. And I think they did this in order to protect leaders of the other party.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.